Welcome to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And Cindy, we're getting back to basics today, right?
I think we are. Eggs are a big topic.
Everybody's
talking about eggs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 11-month-old in my house, her favorite protein is eggs.
I admire that. I love eggs.
My dad's in his 70s. His favorite thing to eat in the whole world is eggs.
Well, see, so it covers a lot of territory.
So they essentially like the same dish, which shows that
they're related.
That's
good. So, that's nice.
But I thought maybe we're talking about eggs and using eggs, and there's a million sort of fancy ways to use eggs. But can we spend a couple of minutes on the basics, and then we can get creative and all that kind of stuff. But sort of what the proper way is to, you know, you sort of joke about so and so grows up and they burn toast, mm-hmm. or they can't boil an egg or whatever it might be, or you know, what do you think are the basic things that any cook should be able to do with an egg?
Well, at one point, my nephew lived with me during the summertime, and he was, you know, just before senior year of high school, so he was really needing to learn how to cook some things since his aunt wasn't home very much. And I taught him how to make scrambled eggs, and I think it's essential. It's something that you can eat day or night, you know, if you're just, you know, need something to make yourself feel better and feed yourself. So a scrambled egg.
So this is Chef Cindy's Wolf guide to being a single young man.
Oh, there you go.
How to make scrambled eggs and toast.
Okay. So with a scrambled egg, you want to treat eggs pretty gently often. Now, when you go to make some of the other dishes, there's a reason to have a pretty hot pan. But when you go to scramble an egg, you want a low heat pan. You definitely want a stainless steel pan, and just put it on low heat. You can melt a little bit of butter in there, and you whisk your eggs for, I would say, 2 eggs per person if it's for breakfast or a light meal, and 3 eggs if it's a little bit, you know, if it's later on in the day or you want a bigger meal. So you whisk the eggs with a little bit of salt and pepper, and I typically use kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, and that's to your taste. And maybe you don't want any salt in there at all, but I can't imagine honestly making them without salt. So whisk them, and then you go right into that pan, and I use a fork to scramble. And that pan, you want the butter to have just melted, the eggs go in, and you immediately start shaking the pan and breaking up the eggs, because the finer the curd of the egg, the better the scrambled egg is. And I think a lot of people let the egg sit in the pan for a long period of time and they form this solid mass. That is not a good scrambled egg. So Michelle Roux would tell you to even do it over a double boiler, which that takes a very long time to scramble an egg over double boiler, which would be a bowl over a pot that had water in the bottom of it on low heat. So, you know, I don't see anybody at home doing that and taking that kind of time, but that would be a great way to do a perfect scrambled egg. But that also tells you how low the heat should be and tells you how you know, you should be breaking up that egg curd. And that's what makes a fine scrambled egg. And you can finish it with a little bit of cream or half and half. That's up to you.